Track 9, Beguiling Farm. It was a lovely place. Prior to the erection of the metal shed, a far more impressive building once stood to your right.
It was a mansion. A big mansion. And then the visitors and the one that owned the lake and the shooting was coming there to stay for a few weeks in the summer. And then we had to look after it. It was empty during the winter.
The six-bedroom mansion provided accommodation for paying guests to fish and shoot game. During the early 20th century, it was the job of Gwen Rees's father to ensure both were in plentiful supply. Now there is very little game left because the heather moorland has been all but destroyed, but the lake is kept well stocked.
I was born in 1917, and I was born and brought up in Beguiling. It was lovely there, 5 miles from the nearest house. We were all alone there, and we were 4 children. It wasn't our farm. My father was a shepherd and a keeper there, and he was looking after a few thousand sheep there.
Gwen and her father lived in the now derelict building, nestled amongst the trees, downhill and leftwards from the sheds. Today this building is all that remains of the Beguiling farmstead. To supplement the wages, they were also allowed to keep a horse, cows and sheep. Whilst money was in short supply, the bountiful supply of peat kept them warm.
Oh, we were cutting it in the ground, making a big places in the ground and cutting them and doing them up ourselves, putting them into a stack. And then in about September, carrying them all in into a big shed. And that was enough for us for the whole winter and summer like.
For some of the men who worked here, a peat fire was the perfect opportunity to dry out.
One other chap who apparently he never possessed an overcoat. And so more often than not, if you met him in somebody else's house, it was basically it would be a cloud of steam in the corner from the fire, all the moisture from his clothes rising as he was drying out.
By the time Gwen had reached 17, her family moved to a farm in Aberhossan, a few miles away. But she will always have fond memories.
It was a lovely place because that's what I had started living in. And I nearly broke my heart when I came from there. It was great, and although we are far, walking nearly 5 miles to chapel and back. And if we entered a shop, it was down near in Aberhossan. Yes, and going up the rocks over there. Yes, all weathers. Yes, it was a long way to carry food on our back, you know. But my father was ordering a lot of things at the beginning of the winter. 5 sacks of flour and a big bag of tea and, I don't know how much of sugar, everything like that. And then they were in the house for the whole winter. Was snowed in for a few days, then we had to make tracks to go out to the sheds and things, you know.
At our final stop, we will not only discover what is being done to support today's farmers, but what is also in store for their grandchildren too. Retrace your steps back uphill, through the gate, and continue to follow the track for vehicles round to the right, beyond where you joined it when you came up from the cattle pasture. Soon Glaslyn Lake will come into view on your left. Listen to track 10 after passing through another metal field gate.